UK researchers have crunched the numbers on chronic stress among working women with young children. They found it's 18% higher in mums working full-time while bringing up one kid, and up to 40% higher when bringing up two kids. I'm joined now by Ray Cooper, a professor of gender, work and employment relationships at the University of Sydney, to find out if it's a similar story in Australia. Ray, welcome to RN Drive.
G'day, PK. Thanks.
Finally, somebody has answered my prayers, quantified how I feel.
If it makes you feel any better.
No, I don't know if it should make us feel better. We should feel alarmed. Do these figures from the Universities of Manchester and Essex translate to levels of chronic stress among women in the workforce here?
It absolutely chimes with what we know from the Australian data that, you know, when being a mum is a pretty difficult, you know, scheduling nightmare. Being a mum who works adds an extra layer of complexity. Some would say a nightmare in terms of time use. Working full time adds a pike to that activity. So we know that women who work full time who have two kids are among the most stressed out people who are in the labour market. So absolutely chimes with what we know about what's happening in Australia.
So what makes the arrival of baby number two so much more difficult? Because my idea was always that baby number two would just play with baby number one and everything would be fine.
Yeah, I think the plan always is that they kind of, you know, fit in and you've worked out how to be a parent. But it actually is that scheduling. You're often taking two kids to different places. You're having to remember two sets of notes. You're remembering all of the things that have to go into the bags and all the rest of it before you even get to work. So I think it just adds an extra thing where, you know, when we talk to women in focus groups and interviews about what their day is like, when they're mums, before they even get to work, they say they feel like they run a marathon before they even get to the desk or to the workplace.
Yeah, I feel like I've really achieved something just after the school drop-off. I'm like,
and remembered the notes.
I've got to work still. But I'm like, winning at life. Now, this study focused on working hours and family conditions and deliberately ruled out factors like age and ethnicity, education, mm-hmm. occupation, income. Mm-hmm. But you can't rule out those things in the real world. And I know some of my listeners, because they text this sort of stuff, go, well, it's fine for, you know, rich women with nannies, or it's such a gendered comment. I wish people would say rich people, maybe with nannies. That's always about the woman. But, you know, it is different, isn't it, based on privilege?
Absolutely. But one of the things they're looking at here is hours worked in the paid labour force and with children, and then levels of chronic stress. So, I mean, at some levels, it's really good to have a finely honed study that you're actually looking at one of these things. But I think what they're saying, and I've got to say this is not my study, what they're saying is that they've controlled for those things, and controlling for all of those things like demographics and pay and poverty and things like that, that's still what we have is chronically stressed out human beings who are mothers who work, and particularly those who work full time.
And flex time and working from home don't reduce chronic stress levels, according to the study.
Yeah, it's interesting. So, and that maybe doesn't align exactly with my experience and my findings in our research from the University of Sydney, because people tend to talk about, so they're not working less hours if they're working from home, and that's a bit of a problem and a perception problem actually among our managers and leaders in workplaces, who often assume that if we can't see people, they mustn't be working. So they are working those hours, and often quite long hours if they're working from home, or they're doing flex time, working longer hours and making it up at different times. People who I have worked with in interviews and focus groups have said to me that actually being able to do that work from home one day a week or 2 days a week takes a bit of pressure off, and it allows some of that marathon that you have to run before you get to work to be a little bit slower. And it means that, you know, if everyone's closer to home, then that cuts out the commute time and makes complexity a little bit more controllable. So I don't know whether that would be the same in Australia.
Okay, so they've quantified it. It's one study, of course. You know, we can't pretend that it represents women everywhere and it's entirely, you know, robust and accurate entirely. But either way, it gives us an indication that full-time working mums have more stress. So what are the solutions? Does it go back to, I don't know, sharing the load differently, or is there something inherent in the way mothers are mothers that means that they feel more stressed? What's going on here?
Well, I think we need to stop using mother as a substitute for the word parent. And I think that's one of the key issues, okay? And we do that in workplaces and we also do that at home. So I think there's a range of different things that we could look at attacking this problem. One of them is in the family, and that really comes down to both parents having a go at spending time with their kids and undertaking all of that labour and mental labour that goes along with the care of particularly young kids. It's a pretty acute period in your life stage. But then stepping outside of the home, I mean, there are lots of things we can do in workplaces around trying to make it more accessible for men to be able to work on a flexible basis, because we know that men are both less likely to ask for flexibility at work and are much more likely to be refused and punished when they do ask. So if we can allow fathers, all parents, to be able to access flexibility, that might break this sort of cycle where it's the mothers who are accepting the flexible work and therefore also accepting the sort of amped up parenting. And I think another really important thing that we should look at doing, and I think some employers are looking at this, but we can do so much more, and that is about trying to boost the supply of good quality flexible jobs, because often people will have to make that choice, which is a bit of a Sophie's choice, between having some flexibility so they can manage all of the stuff they have to do in their life and a good job. So often people will step down from the job for which they're trained. And remember, we have a very highly educated female labour force in Australia, one of the most highly educated in the OECD. And those women are stepping out when they become mums and choosing jobs with flexibility, because that's kind of the option that they have in front of them. They're, it's really difficult to maintain working flexibly in the job for which you train. So employers can do a lot actually here to contribute, providing jobs that are really good jobs for people when they're at this really acute stage of caring for little kids.
Yolanda asks in a text message, what happens to single migrant mothers?
Right.
Just stabbing in the dark there, I imagine. It's much harder.
I would say that they also, yeah, absolutely. There's no one to fall back on. And we know that sole parents, male and female, actually really, really suffer because of the lack of capacity to have someone help at home at all or even be at home. And that's that often means that people are faced with a choice not between a flexible job and a full-time job. They're often faced with no choice at all and they find it impossible to work.
Ray, we've diagnosed
it. I know, it's a bit depressing,
isn't
it?
There's no cure quite yet. Thanks so much.
Well, there are cures.
All right. No quick fix. All right.
I'll agree.
Thanks so much. And have a nice glass of wine. Ray Cooper is a professor of gender, work and employment relationships at the University of Sydney. Oh, yeah. It's not always an easy thing. Parent-teacher night after the show. How am I going to fit that into? I am. That's what you do when you have two kids.